It's a Wednesday afternoon in the produce washroom at the Boulder Valley School District's Central Kitchen. It smells like fresh celery.
So I've got some parsley and some green onions there that are going to be processed into the Mediterranean rice salad. And the celery here is going to be processed for our marinara sauce.
Barbara McLeod is a kitchen satellite lead for the district's food service department. She's part of a small team with a big job, 17,000 meals a day at over 50 schools. That's a lot of food and a lot of food waste. The district composted over 6 tons of it in October. McLeod puts the butt ends of the celery in a 5-gallon bucket at her feet. Those are bound for the kitchen's compost dumpster.
So this is our compost bin, our big dumpster where we put all of our food waste from the production kitchen.
Mary Rochelle is the communications and fundraising manager for the school district's food services department. We're looking over the edge of a loading dock into a dumpster full of peaches.
So right now it looks like we have some peaches that went moldy in our storage.
There are hundreds of peaches in this dumpster.
Right, so we have a lot of food that comes through our building, and it sometimes doesn't get out to schools in time, or it might arrive already kind of on the edge of turning.
Rochelle says nobody enjoys getting rid of these peaches, but it could be worse.
It's such a bummer to see food thrown away because, you know, these peaches were grown in Colorado. You know, we know there are local farmers who work really hard. So it's always a bummer to have food waste, but it's a much bigger bummer if it goes into a landfill.
So instead of rotting in a landfill, these peaches are going to rot in a compost pile. Kim Orr coordinates the school recycling and environmental education programs for local nonprofit EcoCycle. She says organic material in a landfill concentrates methane, a potent greenhouse gas. That type of concentration does not happen in composting.
In a landfill, it's an anaerobic situation where there's not a lot of oxygen present, and that's why the methane production is so much higher. Over the course of the landfill's lifetime, methane production spikes and stays that way throughout the rest of its lifetime. That doesn't occur in a compost pile. So if we can keep those organics out of the landfill, we're helping our environment immensely.
Plus, Orr says the finished product is an important contribution to healthy soil.
If we're composting them instead of landfilling them, we're creating healthy, valuable soil amendments for a state that has really crummy soils. And so if we can keep that valuable nutrient in the soil, we're going to grow nutrient-dense foods that keep humans healthy and our environment healthy too, as well as our soils being able to retain more water in a state that doesn't have a lot of water.
But to get good compost, you need clean food waste without a bunch of other stuff mixed in. That's been a growing problem for large-scale composting on the Front Range. The school district's Mary Rochelle says she saw the problem when she obtained some compost for her own garden.
So this spring, before any of this came up, I got compost for the garden beds in my community garden. You know, I got buckets of it and put it in my garden, and we started spreading it out. And my partner and I were just kind of horrified at the amount of glass and plastic and trash that was in the compost that we were putting into our garden.
We find a lot of contamination in the front of the house, commercial and residential stream.
Clinton Sander is the marketing manager for A1 Organics, based in Keensburg, about an hour east of Boulder. They run the largest composting operation in the state. Earlier this year, A1 started turning away loads of compostable food waste, including from the Boulder Valley School District and from businesses in Boulder.
We have realized that the contamination is increasing to the point where we can't manage it on our site. We do have some really amazing equipment out there that help remove contaminants, you know, but we can't get it all out. And we've actually had a lot of expense this year in return product or debris management on the site.
So just before the start of this school year, EcoCycle and the school district got word that A1 Organics had a new zero tolerance policy for contaminated compost. The school district stopped asking students to compost their lunchtime food waste in the cafeterias. They still collect compost from the school kitchens and the central facility, like that dumpster full of peaches. but the 41 schools that used to ask students to compost their leftover lunches no longer do so. Food service staffer Barbara McLeod says it's no surprise that sometimes other items get thrown in with the food waste.
Lunchtimes are pretty hectic, and those kids are in and out as fast as they can be. And I think that a lot of times when they are, you know, just bussing their trays at the end of lunch, forks get missed or plasticware. You know, it's a great program for the students to understand where their food waste is going, but unfortunately, unless there's somebody there to police it, sometimes things just get missed, so.
Have a great lunch. Thanks.
Chicken ramen bowl, mac and cheese, and a fresh salad bar are all on the menu here at Southern Hills Middle School in South Boulder. While they wait in the lunch line, many of the students are not shy about sharing their opinions on the change in food waste collection. Kate says it was hard for some students to get it right.
It was too difficult because all the kids would throw all their plastic in there and all their like non-compostable like containers, plastic bags, everything. And so they just couldn't sort through all of that.
Annie says better signage would help kids understand what can and cannot be composted.
If they had like signs that were like compost, these are the things you should compost. And then you would know what to put in the bin because it just takes an extra 5 seconds if you know what you're supposed to put in there.
Leo and Nate just wish the compost bin would come back.
It's really wasteful because it used to go to useful places where they could make dirt out of it and help to grow more food. But now it's just nothing.
It might have been hard for some people to understand, but it helps save our environment. And I would rather have some people throwing stuff in the compost and saving our environment than having everything go to the trash.
The end of cafeteria composting cut the district's compost numbers almost in half. Numbers from EcoCycle show that in October, the district still collected almost 13,000 pounds of food waste, but that's a sharp decline from almost 24,000 pounds back in October 2019. That was a pre-pandemic time when most school cafeterias were asking students to compost. Like the students, the school district staff also wants to bring back the cafeteria composting. Gita Carroll oversees a wide range of sustainability issues for the Boulder Valley School District.
We would love to bring it back to the cafeteria. I think we would need to make sure that we had staff or students or green teams, which we know exist in our schools, monitoring that waste collection. So that's a big part of it, is having somebody there can answer questions, because even people with the best intentions make mistakes.
Carroll says there's no specific timeline for returning composting to Boulder Valley School cafeterias, but the district wants to be part of the community-wide effort to help make clean compost.
We also really want to be working with the community to try to figure this out so that the schools are in line with what's happening with what people are seeing at restaurants and at their home and everywhere else. We don't want to be making any of these decisions in a silo. We want to be kind of supporting the community effort around zero waste and trying to figure out the best way to move forward.
Because of compost contamination, the city of Boulder also dropped a requirement that food businesses have a compost bin in their public space. It's possible the kids in the schools will figure it out faster and get back to composting before the grown-ups do. For KGNU, I'm Sam Fuqua in Boulder.